Saint Joseph is one of the greatest untapped treasures in the Catholic Church. So it stands to reason that he is one of the greatest untapped treasures with the church suffering. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Today, we are going to explore more deeply. Yes, I'm saying more because we have in a previous interview had this guest, Joe, with us before, who has a great devotion to Saint Joseph. He's written several books on him. I'm going to link that video somewhere up here for you to see before where we begin exploring this connection that Saint Joseph has with purgatory. He's done some more research and he's going to bring some more beautiful information. There's a lot more to unpack and a lot more for us to grow. So, Joe, welcome again to the Uniquely Mary channel. Please share with us some of these different things that you've recently found about Saint Joseph and the souls in purgatory.
Okay, well, thanks very much for having me back. I appreciate it. One of the first things I found was more of a curiosity, and it's just that there is a town in Magdalena, Colombia, with 1,000 inhabitants, and the town is named San Jose del Purgatorio, so Saint Joseph of Purgatory. And I don't have any more information than that, other than that it's a poor town. If anyone has any information about this, put it in the comments. We'd certainly like to know the story behind such an intriguing name, to name a town, Saint Joseph of Purgatory. I'd like to share a story, if I could, about Sister Marie de Saint-Pierre. You've heard of her, Alvaro?
Just very briefly, but other than that, no.
Okay. Well, Sister Marie is known for her devotion to the Holy Face and for the Golden Arrow Prayer. So this story takes place in France, July 13th, 1842. A man is riding in a carriage through a place called Slabonville. The horses get startled. The man leaps from the carriage and bangs his head on the hard cobblestone street. He later dies that day, and the man who died was Prince Ferdinand Philippe, Duke of Orleans. So all the convents of France were instructed to pray for the repose of his soul. Among those praying for him was Sister Marie de Saint-Pierre, who, although she doesn't even know the prince's name, she's very ardent in her prayers for him. She's really trying to get him out of purgatory. And so, if I could, I would just like to read some excerpts from her diary concerning this.
Yes.
All right, diary excerpt. The feast of our father, Saint Joseph, was approaching. I prepared myself by a novena, supplicating him to obtain the speedy deliverance of this poor soul, promising at the same time to continue the penances which were permitted me. On the eve of the feast of Saint Joseph, my ardor was inflamed anew. I was suffering very keenly from the intensity of my desires. In the refectory, I felt more inclined to weep than to take my meals. My soul was in great affliction, but from supernatural motives, for I had never known this prince. If I ever felt the privation which my vow of poverty imposed on me, it was at this moment. Were I possessed of any means, I would have had requiem masses said for this poor soul. But a consoling thought came to my mind. I said to myself, I have renounced all things for my heavenly spouse. Consequently, he has given himself entirely to me. Therefore, what is his is mine. Then, full of confidence, I offered to the Eternal Father all the treasures of his divine Son as a supplement for my poverty. And I formed the intention of offering for the soul of this poor prince all the masses celebrated throughout the world. Then our Blessed Lord gave me to understand that there was one more act of charity that I could perform for the prince, to offer the Holy Communion that I was about to receive on the feast of Saint Joseph, thereby gaining the indulgence for the souls of purgatory. I consented, but not without a little reluctance, where I had counted on this great feast of Saint Joseph to think a little of my own private necessities and to apply to my soul the fruit of this indulgence. But since the Lord had ordained it otherwise, I submitted to his holy will. I have still continued to intercede for the prince with all the powers of my soul and all the affections of my heart. I believe that this little service, united to the fervent prayers of our sisters, have procured his relief. It was undoubtedly through the powerful aid of our father, Saint Joseph, that he gained his entrance into heaven, for I believe he was liberated from purgatory by the saint. 3 years later, the sister received the assurance that the soul, the object of so many fervent prayers, had indeed obtained its deliverance. On the 26th of April, 1836, she writes, "After Holy Communion, our Lord said to me, 'Look, behold him for whom you have prayed. I bring him to you to thank you for what you have done. Behold the excesses of my mercy in his regard. Had I allowed him to dwell longer on earth, he would, in his ambition, have encircled his brow with a temporal crown. And now in heaven, I bestow on him a crown of glory.' I beheld the prince's soul standing by the side of Jesus. The soul then said to me, 'Thank you for your prayers. It is specifically through your prayers to Saint Joseph and his intercession that I have been delivered from purgatory.' 'O most fortunate soul,' I exclaimed, 'pray for France and pray for me. How shall I invoke you henceforth?' The soul answered, 'I am called Ferdinand.' He repeated his name several times. It seemed to me that he did this as proof of the truth of what I beheld, for I was not aware that this was his name when I was praying for him. He added, 'I am now with Jesus Christ, and he has crowned me with eternal life.' Wishing to test the truth of what I had just experienced through the intercession of Saint Joseph, I asked a sister the name of the prince in question. She answered, 'His name was Ferdinand.' Her answer impressed me greatly, for I saw in it the proof of the truth. And thus, Saint Joseph heard my prayers and pleaded with Christ to release the soul of Prince Ferdinand Philippe, Duke of Orleans, which he did." So I thought that was a remarkable story, because here we don't have just an unnamed soul that was released from purgatory. We have an actual historical figure that one could research. And this prince was maybe 32 when he passed away, very young. And through this nun, who didn't even know his name, she was just instructed to pray for him. She loved that soul so much that she took it to Saint Joseph and he released him. So again, it's a testimony for us to follow. Pray, go to Joseph for the souls of purgatory. Did you have anything you wanted to comment about that?
Yeah. I always think that it always seems to me that God has kind of multiple purposes in letting these things happen. One is obviously the fervor of that nun and asking for that and the way that she prayed. But it's always like he lets these miracles happen because he specifically wants to teach us something. And we have to kind of be aware of that. So whereas maybe sometimes people hear these stories and write them off as like, oh, I don't need to believe that because it's just like a private revelation. I always think if God let that happen, he's trying to tell us something. And it's almost like he's commanding us to do something through that. And I think it's like he's impellingly asking us, go to Joseph to pray for the souls in purgatory. Like, here's an example. I'm showing you this. Now you're responsible for taking and developing that. And I think that's really beautiful, because he could have done that without Saint Joseph. He could have done that through some other saint. Yeah. Kind of in the same way that prince sort of emphatically mentioned, I'm Ferdinand, and kind of kept saying his name. It's like God was wanting, our Lord was wanting Saint Joseph's name to be, I want you to know that Saint Joseph, it was through his intercession. And I think that's something that we often forget, because obviously Saint Joseph is silent. He's just there kind of waiting for us to go to him. So for all of us to remember, if you have any loved ones, to test that out, to put it to the test in a good way, and to invoke him for the souls in purgatory.
Absolutely. And the next personality I'd like to share, she kind of touches on why we should have a devotion to him in life. The mystic is from the 20th century, Maria Sima. I'm not sure if I'm saying her last name right. I just found out about her. She's been given the imprimatur for her writings, and she had conversations with souls from purgatory. And one of the revelations that was given to her was that after the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph is the greatest saint who advocates for the souls of purgatory. And so this makes me think of the now famous unpublished manuscript on purgatory, Conversations with the Holy Souls, in which they stated, "Yes, we sometimes see Saint Joseph, but not as often as we do the Blessed Virgin. Those souls who have loved the Blessed Virgin and invoked her all their lives receive from her many graces in their last struggles. It is in the same manner that Saint Joseph intercedes for those who are really devoted to him during their own lifetimes." So when I read that, I thought, could it be that they don't see him in purgatory often because he's got no one to visit? Because maybe people didn't have enough devotion to him in their lives, and so they don't want him to come and visit them in purgatory, in a matter of speaking. So I think that's why it's important for us to go to him while we can, because how amazing would it be to have the great Saint Joseph, terror of demons, to have him there visiting you in purgatory, comforting you, praying for you, when you can't do that for yourself. So I think it's very important for us to be devoted to him. And even the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes mention, you know, for a good death, go to Joseph, have a devotion to Saint Joseph. So do you want to share anything related to that?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think of, for instance, something like the devotion to the scapular. Now we kind of think of this as like, of course, you know, if someone has a devotion to the souls in purgatory, they're going to know something about the scapular and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. But whenever that started, it was people that shared that devotion, that chose to engage it, that chose to spread it. It didn't just spread magically. People kind of made that choice to embrace it, similar to the rosary. They began growing that. And that's kind of like the role of the faithful, that we're given these instruments and we can either choose to respond or not. And I think, wouldn't that be amazing if right now maybe there isn't a huge devotion to Saint Joseph and the souls in purgatory, but that we would be responsible for growing that, for making that grow, for telling others about it. And then in 200 years, people, it just becomes like, of course, doesn't everyone already know this? Not knowing that maybe there's a time, maybe before there was a lot of devotion and now it's waned. Well, we can kind of grow that. As you mentioned, Saint Joseph, terror of demons, something kind of struck me is that, and I said this before, some people kind of debate about this, but in some of the different books by mystics, they talk about how souls that are in purgatory, that are in the lower parts of purgatory, sometimes God will use the demons as instruments of justice. Like basically as like, you know, like sometimes it's the flames that are causing the pain, sometimes it's demons. Well, think about this. If he is terror of demons, then you could stand to reason that perhaps those that have a devotion to St. Joseph won't experience that. They'll maybe be delivered from that type of purification. And that's, I mean, because sometimes people read that and or hear that and think, oh gosh, obviously that would be awful. And if we can skip that or not have to go through that, that would be great. Well, who better to do that than St. Joseph?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's news to me. So I'll have to look into that. So then it totally makes sense that even if you're in purgatory, if you still encounter demons, I didn't know you could, then of course you want the terror of demons in your corner. So thanks for enlightening me on that. I want to look more into that.
Yeah.
So I have just one more thing to share that this is more on the devotional side of things. One of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful devotions to St. Joseph is known as the Holy Cloak of St. Joseph. And the holy souls in purgatory are included in this devotion. We know that the devotion comes after the reign of Pope Pius IX, who died in 1878, since there is a reference to St. Joseph as having been declared the patron of the universal church, which was done by Pius IX. So this devotion's not as old as some people think it is, just late 19th century, possibly. And there are numerous invocations throughout asking St. Joseph to intercede for the souls of purgatory. For example, there's a line that says, And for the holy souls in purgatory, grant a great comfort from their pain. There's a line where we praise Saint Joseph as the patron of the holy souls. Eternal glory to our holy patriarch, Saint Joseph, my great protector on earth and the defender of the holy souls in purgatory. And finally, it includes an invocation to the holy souls, asking them to pray for us to Saint Joseph as well. And thou, holy souls in purgatory, pray to Saint Joseph for me. So they're included in a few different ways throughout this beautiful devotion. And I had prayed this many times before, but I don't know if it just didn't sink in, the holy souls aspect.
Yeah.
But since, honestly, it was our mutual friend Sabrina O'Hagan who introduced me to your channel. So I started learning more about purgatory. And then when we did our first episode together about Saint Joseph and purgatory, that got me thinking more. So now when I pray the Holy Cloak, I have a deeper appreciation for his role with the holy souls in purgatory. There is a solid connection there that I was just missing before. So it's funny how the Holy Spirit moves us in different directions, and we just come to appreciate things a million times more, you know. So I just want to say thank you for your channel and the work that you do for the souls of purgatory, because it's led me to appreciate Saint Joseph in another way. You know, it's inexhaustible. So thank you.
And what's awesome, I think what's great about that is that, like, some people might kind of, let's say they see this video and they think, okay, well, I want to make the connection. Maybe I'm not so comfortable having my own prayers. Well, now you have these official prayers. You don't have to creatively think of it. They are written right there. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe at the end of this video, you can go through, you know, especially like those last two. But I thought it was that was so cool how it had that one where it's asking the souls in purgatory to ask Saint Joseph to pray for you. Yeah. I mean, that's really, really amazing, because sometimes people wonder, can the souls in purgatory pray for us? Like I had a video where I talked about that. There's a lot of evidence that speaks about how they can and they do, you know? Yeah. So that's really powerful. And I think a lot of this is like the type of stuff that it's like something for us to learn, but also for us to put into practice, to go out there and like, okay, now go out and experiment with it. Like think of someone that's recently died and pray these prayers for them.
Yeah.
And see their power, and then let God show you the grace that comes from it and the effect that comes from it.
Absolutely. And I do have a Holy Cloak devotion video on my YouTube channel that people can use to pray along with, or I have the devotion in my books as well, because I really want to make it known to people, because it really is such a beautiful set of prayers to him and for the souls. And I think we should revive these older devotions now and bring them to the forefront, especially nowadays when we need them the most.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how about kind of as we come towards the end of the video, would you mind praying those specific last two prayers that you said? I don't know how long they are. I've never seen them. But would you mind kind of closing us out with those prayers, the one invoking him for them, and then the one invoking, having the souls in purgatory invoke him?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail, O glorious Saint Joseph, thou who art entrusted with the priceless treasures of heaven and earth, and virgin father of him who doth nourish all the creatures of the universe. Thou art, after Mary, the saint most worthy of our love and devotion. Thou alone, above all the saints, were chosen for that supreme honor of rearing, guiding, nourishing, and even embracing the Messiah, whom so many kings and prophets would have so desired to behold. Saint Joseph, save our souls and obtain for us from the divine mercy of God those petitions for which we humbly pray, and for the holy souls in purgatory, grant a great comfort from their pain. O powerful Saint Joseph, thou wert proclaimed the patron of the universal church. Therefore, I invoke thee above all the other saints as the greatest protector of the afflicted, and I offer countless blessings to thy most generous heart, always ready to help in any need. To thee, O glorious Saint Joseph, come the widows, the orphans, the abandoned, the afflicted, and the oppressed. There is no sorrow, heartache, or anguish which thou hast not consoled. Deign, I beseech thee, to use on my behalf those gifts which God has given thee, until I too shall be granted the answer to my petition. And thou, holy souls in purgatory, pray to Saint Joseph for me. Countless are those who have prayed to thee before me, and I have received comfort and peace, graces and favors. My heart, so sad and sorrowful, cannot find rest in the midst of this trial which besets me. O glorious Saint Joseph, thou knowest all my needs, even before I set them forth in prayer. Thou knowest how important this petition is for me. I prostrate myself before thee as I sigh under the heavy weight of the problem which confronts me. There is no human heart in which I can confide my sorrow. And even if I should find a compassionate creature who would be willing to assist me, still he would be unable to help me. Only thou can help me in my sorrow, Saint Joseph, and I beg thee to hear my plea. O Saint Joseph, comforter of the afflicted, have pity on my sorrow, and pity on those poor souls who place so much hope in their prayers to thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Joe, thank you so much for coming with us today on our channel and sharing about Saint Joseph. And hopefully all of you watching will grow in your love for him, but not just in your love for him, but in his power to intercede for the souls in purgatory, and that both of these loves can grow in your heart. So God bless you, and I'll see y'all in the next one.